بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ٹوڈے اٹ از مارچ 30th آف 2014. آئی ایم ان ڈلہی اینڈ ایڈریسنگ اے گروپ آف سی پی ایس at Hyderabad. The distance between Delhi and Hyderabad is 1,600 kilometers. It is a new phenomenon. You know, Islam appeared in the first quarter of 7th century. At that time, it was not possible to address from such distance. It is a new phenomenon. This phenomenon is not very simple. It symbolizes a great fact. You know, in the 7th century when Islam appeared, at that time only local dawa was possible. Dawa from distance was not possible at that time. This reminds me a Quranic verse, also Hadith of the Prophet. There is a verse in the Quran لَتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. This Quranic verse tells us that in the 7th century it was possible only to convey the message of God only to a town. But then there is a hadith, لا يبقى على ظهر الارض بيت مدر ولا وبر الا ادخل الله كلمة الاسلام. It means that the day will come when the word of God shall reach every household of the globe. So this hadith indicate that age when global dawah will become a possibility. And now we are living that age. Even if in the 7th century the faithful were their responsibility of the faithful was to convey the message of God to their town, to their locality, now we have a global responsibility. We have to avail modern communication and we have to convey the message of God Almighty to all mankind. But it is not a very simple mission. It involves something more. Because according to the Quran, da'i must be nasih. Nasih means well-wisher. There is no da'wah except well-wishing. You know, there is a verse in the Quran, حل ادلکم اللہ تجارت تنجیکم من عذاب علیم. ہیئر قرآن گیوز دا ایگزامپل آف تاجر, دیٹ از بزنس مین. بزنس مین وانٹس ٹو کنٹیکٹ ہز کسٹمر فار دیئر انٹرسٹ. دین ہی ہیز اڈاپٹیڈ اے ویری فیوریبل کلچر دیٹ از کال کسٹمر فرینڈلی. تو ایوری بزنس مین از اے کسٹمر فرینڈلی, سو از ریکوائرڈ بائی دائی. دائی مسٹ اڈاپٹ مدو فرینڈلی بہیویئر. وداؤٹ دس کائنڈ آف کلچر اٹ از ناٹ پاسبل ٹو ڈو دا ورک. یو نو ایٹ پرزینٹ مسلمس ہیو ڈیولپڈ ہیٹ اگینسٹ ویسٹ, اگینسٹ امریکا, اگینسٹ یورپ اینڈ آل ادر نیشنز. دس ہیٹ از پرماننٹ آبسٹیکل ٹوورڈز داوا. تو مسلم مسٹ ایریڈیکیٹ, مسلم مسٹ شن دس ہیٹ فل سینٹیمنٹ, ادروائز دے ول ناٹ بی ایبل ٹو ڈو دا ورک. دعوا از ناٹ سمپلی این اناؤنسمنٹ, دعوا از ٹکٹ آف پیراڈائز. دعوا از دا اونلی ٹکٹ آف پیراڈائز. اف یو وانٹ ٹو فائنڈ انٹری ان ٹو پیراڈائز, یو ہیو ٹو اڈاپٹ پیراڈائز کلچر. اینڈ پیراڈائز کلچر از بیسڈ آن فرینڈ شپ. پیراڈائز کلچر از مدو فرینڈلی بہیویئر. سو یو ہیو ٹو اڈاپٹ مدو فرینڈلی بہیویئر یونیلیٹرلی. اکارڈنگ ٹو یور بلیف مدو از یور اینیمی, مدو از کانسپریٹر. Even if he is enemy, even then you have to adopt madhu friendly behavior, otherwise you cannot find entry into paradise. Now in present age dawa work is very 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 easy task, because we are living in the age of printing press. Now books are available in printed form, translations of Quran is available in printed form, Islamic literature is available in printed form. So you have to select some very appropriate books, very very useful books for this purpose, and you have to keep this literature in your pocket, in your bag, and you can give these books to anyone you meet him or her. You can present one such book by saying, this is a spiritual gift to you. So it's very, very, very easy to do dawa work. Then dawa work requires planning. Dawa work requires planning. You have to assess the situation. You have to read the people's mind. You have to study the present thought. After acquiring this knowledge, you can plan for dawa effectively. So dawa is not simply an announcement. Dawa is very very serious task, very very serious. it requires serious thinking, it requires well wishing, it requires planning, it requires sincerity. So you have to adopt this character. Dawah requires a character. You have to develop that kind of character, a character of a dai. If you want to be rewarded as dai in the hereafter, then you have to do all these things. You have to prepare yourself for this task. Then I would say that present Muslims are living in the wrong kind of obsession. They believe that present world is against the Islam. They believe that present world, modern civilization and all the non-Muslim nations are against Islam. They are living in Islamophobia. All these things are quite baseless. Quite baseless. In fact, present world is a favorable world for Islam. Present age is a favorable age for Islam and Islamic Dawah. You have to discover this fact. You have to discover this fact that present age is a pro-Islam age, pro-Dawah age. In the present age, there are so many things that are very favorable to Dawah. For example, openness, religious freedom, and communication, and electronics, and printing press, and tourism, and global mobility. All these things are very, very favorable to Dawah work. Then it is a very important point that Dawah work is a non-political work, a non-communal work. Dawah work is purely a divine work. A divine work. You have to adopt it with this sentiment. Don't mix politics with Dawah. Don't mix communal culture with Dawah. Don't mix your material things with Dawah. Dawah is a purely a divine work. What is Dawah? Dawah means, in the word of Quran, Inzar and Tafsir. Inzar and Tafsir means making people aware of the creation plan of God. The purpose of life. What is the purpose of life? What is paradise? What is hell? What is pre-death period? What is post-death period? So all these things are totally non-political, non-material, non-communal. So you have to know that Dawah work is a divine work. It has nothing to do with politics, with Muslim empowerment, with the problem of Ummah. That has no relationship with Dawah. So, you have to understand this fact. Don't mix your political. Don't mix your politics with Dawah. do dawa in a totally non-violent manner and also with complete peace. Dawa, peace is must for dawa. So you have to adopt culture of peace. You have to adopt culture of peace. There are some things that are against the Muslim sentiment, like cartoon and film and some books, and people are always, and Muslims are always provoked, and they protest and demonstrate, and they show violence. So all these things are contrary to our culture. You have to avoid all these things. Avoid cartoon. Avoid those books which hurt your sentiment. Avoid those films that may hurt your sentiments. Without this avoidance, you cannot do dawa work. So dawa work is a positive work, is a peaceful work, is a non-communal work, is a non-political work. So you have to keep all these things in your mind. Otherwise, you cannot do the work effectively. If your madhu becomes angry, for suppose, then don't react. Reaction is haram for dai. Reaction is haram for dai. There is a verse in the Quran. وَلَا يُنَازَوْنِكَ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَدُوَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ وَلَا يُنَازَوْنِكَ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَدُوَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ It means that don't create any kind of naza. Don't create any kind of confrontation. Don't create any kind of hate between Dai and Madhu. Avoid all these things so that you may be able to do the work effectively. This is the sense of this Quranic verse. So, dawa is complete culture. Dawa is a total behavior. Dawa is like a business. Business is planning. Business is a customer-friendly behavior. Business requires positive thinking and peaceful behavior. So adopt all these things. Be very, very sincere about dawa work. You know, dawa work is a divine work. It is Nusratullah. When you do dawa work, you are engaged in Nusratullah. You are helping God Almighty. You are performing the mission of God. So you have to be very cautious, very sincere. Otherwise, you held responsible before God for not doing the work in its proper manner. So, according to my study, I can say that after Marifat, Marifat is the first. Marifat means believing God with realization. So, Marifat is first. But after Marifat, the greatest farz or responsibility is dawa. In the end, I would say that may God bless you, may God help you realize this noble cause. May God bless you, May God help you realize this noble cause. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.